That is the theme song to The Inbetweeners. That is the show this week, and my guest is Amy Guth. Thank you, Amy, for doing the show.
Hello. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so excited to talk about this show.
I am excited. You are now the third talent person to do my show, and I feel like I'm just taking off now. Now I'm going into that realm of you guys are actually talking to me about TV shows. I'm famous, I think.
Basically. You are famous.
Cool.
Before.
Wonderful. I'm Craig Collins. This is You've Been Challenged, and like I said, the show this week is The Inbetweeners. It's funny. We did MASH last week, which is a show that a lot of people are familiar with and set records for most viewed finale of all time kind of thing. And now The Inbetweeners, this is what I love about my podcast, is one that I'm assuming a lot of people aren't familiar with, but they should be because it's a British TV show that is hilarious. Am I right?
Hilarious. When I first came across this show, it was, I watched it online and mm-hmm. I was hitting pause about every 5 or 10 minutes because I could not breathe because I was laughing so hard at this show because it's raunchy and fun mm-hmm. and great and cringeworthy and it's so human.
Right.
It really captures that very awkward teenage phase in a special way.
Epically so. And so I'll ask you, and I think you're kind of answering the question. This is the first question I do to start the podcast. What is the main reason you chose this as the show to challenge me to? Was it because of what you liked about the sense of humor, or what was it that made it jump out at you?
It basically that I love the tone of the show, and
yeah.
I just think it's so funny and so smart. And you rarely see something that can do raunchy and smart at the same time. Usually, it'll
right.
kind of get sophomoric and turn into like Porky's or Beavis and Butthead or
yep.
something like that. Or if it's smart, it won't go raunchy, which is fine. But you rarely see them work together very well, and this worked so well. And as I've known you, and as we have joked about things on the air before, I was like, "That's a show that I think
this has his sensibilities."
I believe Craig would appreciate this show.
No, for sure. And that you're absolutely right. That's the first thing that I came away with as I watched the show. And I've seen every episode but the last one in the third season. So
okay.
I've seen everything but one episode. I saw parts of it. They go camping, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then they lose a car. And that's how it ends.
Basically.
It's very anticlimactic, actually. And then that is the end of the series for the first.
That's the end.
Okay.
And then there are two movies
right.
that follow up. The first movie, they go on vacation. and then the second movie...
are they in college at some point? Are
yeah,
they actually okay?
Yeah, in the second movie, they're in college. They're kind of not having the best time at college, right? And so they decide to go find one of the characters who has taken a gap year. And he's in Australia. And so there's this.
God, I'm trying to guess which character would take the gap year. I think it might be easy. Did Jay take the gap year?
It's Jay.
Yeah, that makes sense. So the show is about four guys. Will is a new kid at school.
Mm-hmm.
He meets three other friends. They form a little group. And like you said, we then get introduced to, and I guess they're called the Inbetweeners because they're not exactly the least popular kid in school, although at times it seems like they are, but they're not cool at all. So they're
right.
the Inbetweeners.
They are. They're not the A-list.
Not at all.
But they're not the most awkward, the geeks at the lunch table either. They're in between, and they're really trying. Particularly, they're really trying to impress girls.
Yes. Everything is about girls, and there's a girl that one of the characters is just in love with throughout the whole show, and never really gets with her.
Oh, and
never.
It's so cringeworthy. So this character is Simon, and
yep.
he's very sweet and very lovelorn and just loves this girl that he's grown up with in the neighborhood,
yeah.
and she's very beautiful, and she is one of those popular people. She is this A-lister.
Yeah.
And she has this just kind of like, I guess here in this country, we'd probably just say like this like big dumb jock kind of boyfriend like this.
He's a rugby player.
Yeah, that guy, right. And it just kills poor Simon to see the great love of his life with this just idiot who doesn't treat her well.
Right.
And he's always trying to win her heart and just failing miserably in such horrible moments. And his friends don't help him at all.
No.
In fact, they come right out and embarrass him in front of her.
Right.
There's an early scene in the series in which they skip school and they are drinking. And so they use a fake... Will is the most straight-laced of the characters.
Yes,
and
Will is the kind of lead of the show, too.
Right, he's
yeah.
the lead of the show, and he's the one that has come to this school a little bit later. He's
mm-hmm.
transferred from another school.
He walks around with a briefcase.
He walks around with a briefcase. You learn early in the episode that he transferred from the other school because his mom thought he was getting bullied, and
yeah.
he's going, no, I wasn't. It's fine. No, my God. And
yeah.
he's, you know,
he was getting bullied, though, probably.
Right, but
yeah.
he's trying to tough it out. So he kind of falls in with these guys. So... these guys go and they're doing this drinking at one of their, one of the houses, and they get busted. But poor Simon, who's so in love with Carly,
mm-hmm.
in his inebriated state, they convince him that the way to do this is he needs to do something bold. And he ends up painting her driveway in yellow that says, you know, Simon loves Carly.
With a
or
big
something.
Heart. Yep.
And he's drunk and he's yep. just being ridiculous and he thinks, this is the way I'm going to win her and it's fine. And she walks up and she says, what in the hell are you doing? What's happening?
Right. But then she still invites him over to her house
right.
for some reason. And then, and this is where the show really pushes the boundaries, but in kind of a funny way, Simon is intoxicated enough to throw up on her little brother. That actually happens.
Well, he kind of propositions her.
Yeah, he definitely is propositioning
really
her.
Really
in an inappropriate
way. And then her little brother is there because she's watching him. And he's been drinking so heavily, he just turns around and like projectile vomits yeah. on the poor kid. So obviously she's very upset because right. she's like, you just said something super inappropriate to me and you barfed on my brother. Get the hell out of my house.
And then still by the... And three or four, one season later, she's making out with him again and then getting back with her rugby boyfriend. It's very funny how close he comes to dating her with all the ridiculously terrible things he does throughout that. And I don't know why he takes advice from his friends so often, because it seems like you would learn this advice is awful.
Particularly the character Jay. Jay is such a... I love him because I hate him so much,
yeah.
right? He is such just a little... turd.
Oh,
right?
He's the worst person. He's a terrible, he lies about everything.
Yep. And he's so goofy and awkward and mm-hmm. like he clearly has no experience with women at all, but he's constantly talking
right.
about all the experience.
The first woman he snogged, he was 9, I think, is one of the things that he said. And snogged, by the way, look it up. It's a British term.
It's a thing.
Yep.
But he in fact is, you know, later in the season, he does in fact have a girlfriend and he's completely yeah. at her beck and call. And he's so, but to his friends, he's always like, yeah, I'm getting all the ladies. But around the girlfriend, he's like, whatever you want, darling.
Mind anything you want. Don't talk about her. Don't say bad things about
right.
her. And then his dad tells Jay that he needs to be in touch with her constantly. So she breaks up with him because he texts her every 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing, you know, you mentioned pushing boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I would say that I've long thought, and this is echoed in the movies too, this main character, Will, who's so uptight and, mm-hmm. and kind of nebbishy, he has remarkably good ability. Like the women he does
oh
hook
my God.
Up with are...
Yeah.
really kind of unbelievable. So
yeah.
there's this very beautiful woman that he hooks up with who's kind of been dating the bad boy at school.
Oh.
I mean,
interesting.
I really thought of it as, I mean, they reminded her, this woman and her boyfriend, they reminded me of like the Laura Palmer and the Bobby Briggs
oh,
of
yeah,
Twin
yeah.
Peaks, right? And this kind of beauty queen with kind of a rebellious streak. And she's very, very beautiful and decides to hook up with him. And there's a scene that is side-splittingly funny in which he claims he has had a sexual experience before. But in fact, he clearly hasn't even ever Googled that.
No.
Because it is the funniest
oh, wow.
thing in which he just kind of like gets on top of her and it's like a bird's eye view and they're covered. So you just see like shoulders and feet. He's got black dress socks on sticking out of the covers and his arms are down by his side.
Right. He's in a plank position.
He's just on top of her trying to sort of wiggle.
Like a fish out of water. It's
so
exactly
funny.
What it's like. Yeah.
And she finally goes, you can just please
right.
stop.
Please,
stop.
Please don't do this.
You clearly
anymore.
Have never done this before. Please stop this charade.
Thank you for mentioning that. That is something that I thought was really interesting about the Will character, because he's supposed to be your stereotypical, like he's the nerdiest one
right.
in the group, I would say,
right.
even though the other guys are pretty crazy. One of them is a complete moron. Somehow Will is still the nerdiest guy in
right.
school, but the women that he gets throughout, and maybe it's just his confidence, he doesn't
mm-hmm.
seem to be shaken at all, which is not stereotypical of that type of person. Someone who grows up like that usually is a little more nervous around
right. and
beautiful
he,
women.
He kind of... He reminds me a bit of the movie Rushmore, right? That
oh,
kid,
yeah.
that kid that was so smart beyond his years and
mm-hmm.
took everything as if he were just this, you know, CEO of whatever was happening in his life right then.
Right.
He kind of took it that way. And so, right, for as nerdy as Will is, he also has an unbelievable amount of confidence and,
right.
and things like that. So let's mention that fourth character, because we just kind of mentioned him briefly.
Sure.
The moron character, right? His name is Neil. He's played by Blake Harrison, who is a professional dancer. And so they work that in
they did.
A lot. Where
he is an incredible dancer.
He just kind of zones out and starts breakdancing in many characters. But he's this big, tall, lanky guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he sometimes is just so in space
yeah.
that you just don't even know what. Like, maybe that guy did all the drugs.
Yeah.
We don't know what's happening. But he's the one that actually does have the most success with ladies, really, because he'll just kind of wander away.
Oh, right.
And then wander back and go, oh, yeah, we just had sex in the alley.
Right. No, he is also very confident with women, but it's because he's so oblivious to pretty much everything going on around him. And you're right, the dancing, they go to the Caravan Club in one of the episodes, which Jay, of course, has said is basically an orgy.
A sex club, right. And yeah, and so it's like an RV park. And it's so awkward.
Right.
And Jay's,
there's families there. There's old people there. It's
Jay's father is such a funny and annoying character.
Terrible human, too.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. He's always ripping on his son because he knows he's completely full of it as he's talking about all the women he's getting.
Right.
And he's always like, the only women you're getting are women that really value idiots with a small penis or something like that. Like, his dad is merciless to him. But his dad is constantly, in that particular episode where they're at the RV park, his dad constantly is using the bathroom and walking out of a bathroom, announcing how much the bathroom smells. But there are so many funny moments in that. So at that, there's a kind of a cool goth girl in that one that is completely prepared to hook up with Will. She's sitting in his lap
and
she goes, let's go outside and have sex. And he was like, great. And instead,
he takes his shoes off and he skids across the dance floor.
He goes, slip and slide. And he starts just,
let's go sliding.
And she just walks away, and she ends up hooking up with Neil, the dumb one, later in Simon's car.
Yep, and makes the car a little unclean for the ride home.
Right.
Which is, just, and again, that's where it goes to that humor that you're talking about, that kind of adult or raunchy humor. But it does it in a very believable and very genuine way, so it's hilarious. The show is always, every episode, incredibly funny. Yeah.
So funny. Yeah. I also really like how they're, you know, it's young men in a moment of their lives when they're kind of trying to let go of boyhood, understand masculinity, understand sexuality, understand what it means to pick up women, step into manhood, all of those things. And they are also awkward at it, really. But I think it's very funny that Will's very overprotective mother is also very good looking. And they constantly, constantly are talking about hooking up with his mother.
I can't believe it took us this long to talk about that. That is literally in every episode.
Every episode. Right. I mean, the very first episode. And she calls him Petal, which is such a funny little nickname.
Like a flower petal or rose petal. Because he's a fragile little boy.
He's a fragile little boy. Mm-hmm. And he's just a fragile little angel. And she wants to protect him.
Yep.
And so, so many times throughout this, she will show up to pick him up from something. Hi, Petal. And it's so awkward.
Is that your mom? She's fit.
Your mom is so fit.
Your mom is so fit.
So I think we should talk about the teen club.
Yeah.
Because that episode is one of the most uncomfortable and yet one of the funniest. So they do like a job placement thing in which Neil, the dumb one.
Right.
And Will, the smart but nerdy one.
Right.
Basically, their job placements kind of get reversed.
Yeah.
So that Neil, the dumb one, goes to the newspaper to study journalism, and Will, the smart one, goes to the auto mechanics and immediately botches it by walking in and saying, I think, you know, we both know I don't belong here.
That's another thing that Will does all the time. He puts his foot in his mouth. In one of the episodes toward the end of the series, he goes to a college visit with his friends and tells them all, like, I would never go to this college.
Right.
It's not really my choice. But yeah, as you were saying, he goes to the mechanics and tells them that he would never have a blue-collar job.
And they're immediately offended. So they they set about completely hazing him. They end up throwing him in the river in his underwear and making him walk back to town in the cold and do all this stuff to him. But he kind of realizing what he's done. He's trying to make amends with them. And aforementioned very hot woman that he has the very awkward sexual encounter with.
Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. He sort of trying to have some male bonding. They're looking at this like topless calendar. And he's like, my girlfriend's boobs are bigger than that. My girlfriend's hotter, you know. And they of course, completely do not believe him.
Right.
And Charlotte is going to be working at this kind of like
club, this
preteen, underage, no drinking kind of club. And so he's going to go there and visit her. And he's like, yeah, I'm going. She's working at this thing. I'm going to go see her today. It's fine. So the four boys go to this club. One of the guys from the auto, one of the auto mechanics shows up to prove.
He's apparently 17, although the man looks 30.
And his name is like Wolfie.
Right, it's Wolfie.
Right. And he goes, hello, Mr. Wolf. It's Wolfie. And so Wolfie shows up to verify that Charlotte is, in fact, not his girlfriend and would not even. And she throws a drink at Will because he's clearly talked a lot of smack about her and her
boobs. He called her a porn star by chance.
Yeah, he said her boobs are like porn boobs.
Yep.
And so the four boys are there. But it is, I think it's around Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Because early in the episode, Simon,
Simon gets a Valentine.
He gets a Valentine from an underclassman.
Yep.
And she is there. And Simon, of course, who super loves Carly, suddenly is confronted with this very young girl who's like a freshman. Right. And she's very sexually aggressive.
Oh my God, so much so.
There's this scene.
I mean, she attacks him on a dance floor and happens.
On the dance floor. And it's a teen club, so it's not like a dark nightclub.
No.
It's very well lit. I mean, it looks almost like a funeral home.
Right.
It's like wood paneling. And she grabs him and starts kissing him. And he's looking across the room at his friends because he needs their help. And suddenly, her hand is down his pants. And she is really, like, going after
him. Yeah, and he's making eye contact with his male friends.
That is the awkwardest thing I've ever seen. Yep. And I just was screaming at the TV, like when people watch football and scream at the TV. I was just yelling at the TV because here's this guy. This woman's got her hand down his pants. And you see exactly what's going on. And he's looking across the room at his friends. And they're all just kind of, they're equally horrified to be making eye contact with him.
Right. And the actor, the faces he's making, I think that really sells the moment. When he's making faces that are not really sure what he's...
Right.
Yeah.
He does such a good job in that scene because he on one hand, it cannot deny the fact that there is a woman touching his junk and he is experiencing some pleasure from that.
Yes, for sure.
But he is also keenly aware he's making eye contact with his really reprehensible friend.
He's sort of getting raped to
he
a certain
is.
Extent because he wasn't really prepared
for
that.
He wasn't really prepared for that.
Right.
I mean, there's like three things going on. Long story short, they... They end up, there's a kid who picks a fight with him.
Mm-hmm. A
12-year-old kid who's really tough. This, like, soccer hooligan, right?
Right. Whose brother did time or something.
Right, who just takes a swing at him. So he's got one hand down his pants, another one punching him in the jaw, and he goes flying. And the four boys go and hide in the bathroom.
Yep.
And Will sneaks out at one point, calls his mom to come get them, comes back in to report, hey, I called my mom. And so they're you know, planning their next move. And suddenly over the loudspeaker, Charlotte, the aforementioned woman that they have claimed mm-hmm. had porn star boobs and has just told off Will, suddenly you hear Charlotte's voice saying, you know, well, Will,
his mom is
McKenzie,
here. He's here to pick
report
you up.
Here. Your mom's here to pick you up. And it's so awkward and so cringeworthy. I mean,
they are embarrassed at an under 18 party where a lot of the people there are younger than them. They're embarrassed by these people and they get beat up by the by the children.
Right.
No, it's perfect how they're constantly doing that. They're constantly not succeeding and they're doing it in such an epic way. There's an episode where they do drugs. They smoke pot and then Will actually eats the joint. And at the end of the episode, he is so affected by the drugs that he goes up to the microphone from a band that's just finished performing and starts saying to everyone, I need you to call my mom or an ambulance.
Right. And he's so
high.
He's like,
right.
I need you to call my mom or
an ambulance.
And he's so
either one.
And of
we'll
course,
do
it ends
my
up
mommy.
The ambulance.
Right.
But they've gone to London to really have this very adult experience.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. I mean, I think the role of the parents in this show is really funny.
Yeah.
Because they all have their kind of sub stories going on, too.
They're underdeveloped, I think, but it's
are.
Only because British shows are... There's six episodes a season to this. I told you that I watched everything but one episode. There's really no reason. I should have seen that last episode.
Yeah.
It's like 3 hours worth of watching to get through a season.
Right.
But it is really incredible, and the awkwardness with how they portray things and how the parents let all that roll off. I don't know if kids did these kind of things, and I was their parent, I would be able to as easily just treat it like it's no big deal.
Right.
Some of the stuff they're doing is...
pretty bad.
Yeah, really terrible.
I really liked in the episode in which they skip school and they're drinking, mm-hmm. and Simon paints the driveway in homage to Carly and all of these things. The parents confront them, like... together. All the parents are together at Will's house. And there's this underlying... So there's Will's mom is hot. There's that narrative. Mm-hmm. There's Neil's dad is in the closet. There's that narrative, right? Then there's Simon's parents who are a little bit... they're so in love that they're a little bit overtly sexual to each other.
Yeah.
And that creeps him out. And so they confront these kids about this. And they're trying to weasel their way out of it. And at one point, the parents just start laughing because they realize you're an idiot. You're not even a little bit fooling.
They're making up reasons why they're day drinking and skipping school. And eventually Will says that they're alcoholics and they desperately need help. And they put their heads down as if they're about to cry. And the parents' response is to laugh at their children.
Right.
Which is pretty... Right after they actually accuse one of them of molesting them. That was the excuse before.
Right. They accuse Neil's dad, who they believe to be in the closet.
And it is funny how the kids constantly tease each other about their parents, about things so serious like that. There's almost no line drawn as to what they will make fun of throughout the three seasons of the show.
Right.
And as you said, they do it so well, constantly funny.
Constantly. I think another good example of when we see Will being... very Rushmore as yeah. like the kid really who is just an adult waiting mm-hmm. to happen, is the birthday episode. And here are these guys constantly talking about picking up women and doing all this. But Will's big plan is that he sends out invitations to have this dinner party. And he makes this French food and all this stuff. Meanwhile, there's a French foreign exchange student yeah. with them who's mm-hmm. a really like good-looking kid. And even Will's mom kind of, oh.
No, I know. I saw that.
Bonjour,
yeah.
Patrice.
See you later, Patrice. I'm going out.
And it gets super awkward.
It does.
And, you know, they try to ditch Patrice unsuccessfully. Of course, Patrice ends up with Charlotte, right?
When they try to ditch Patrice, that was some really funny stuff because they start to run away while he's peeing outside. He just randomly takes a pee, not really covered by
like
anything.
Against someone's house.
Right. And the
care.
Other four kids jog as if they're trying to get away. And he catches them because he's in much better shape than the rest of them. And as he's running, he's like, is there a reason we're running?
What are we doing, gentlemen? Right.
The other four guys all look at him. They're like, no, there's no reason we're running. So we can stop then? Yeah, we can all stop running. That was so funny.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good episode.
Right.
But I love the scene in which Will's mom gives him a birthday present. And it's this shirt. And I think she's kind of, you know, maybe inspired by Patrice because he wears all black.
Yes,
and he's
right.
a little bit GQ mm-hmm. and these kids are not. And so she gives Will this black tank top.
Right.
That you hear about the rest of it. I mean, at one point they sneak into a party that they're completely not invited to. And they do so by crawling over a fence. Will can't do it, so he crawls under the fence. Mm-hmm. And he has, like, dog poo all over
yep.
the jacket and takes it off.
Right.
And so he's walking around just in this tight shirt, and it looks terrible, and it's awful and so awkward. But he kind of, you know, it's the scene with his mom in which, oh, Petal, you don't like it. I'm sorry, I'll change
that
it.
Is
no,
so
mom,
good.
It's fine, it's right. fine. And he's really trying to say, because she forgets which birthday it is. She subtracts a year by accident.
No, she knows what birthday it is, but she doesn't understand when you get your license.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
So she's like, yeah. you don't get your license until you're 18. He goes, no, in England, it's 17.
It's here. That's right.
I have it now.
Right, because
she's saving up for a car.
Right, she's like, here's just a little something, because next year, that'll be right. a big birthday. And he's like, no, actually, it's this one. And
you could have got me it now.
The tank top. And so uh-huh. he ends up being at this party with this tank top. And it's so awkward. And, of course, Patrice hooks up with the French guy. Patrice hooks up with Charlotte.
Yep.
And
he catches them in bed together.
Oh, God. And so awkwardly, as he would do, catches them and doesn't go, oh, my God, and leaves. He stops and wants to talk. And meanwhile,
it's great.
Patrice and Charlotte are kind of like,
we're in the middle of something,
right?
Yeah,
here,
can you leave? No, there's actually also an episode, the second season, the first episode, there's a character, Lauren, that's only in one episode of the entire show, and they're all interested in Lauren, and Will and Jay are kind of competing.
Oh, this is the trip that
yeah,
they take?
There's yeah, there's the trip that they take when he's naked. He winds up being naked on a boat, Jay
right.
does. anyone that doesn't understand, just watch the show. But they're competing for a girl, and the girl is evidently into Jay, not Will.
Right.
And so they're both walking her back to her dorm or whatever, even though Will was not invited to do that. And he's standing there as they're really intensely hugging and just refusing
and
to
just
leave.
Staring at them.
Right. He's so funny in those moments of just being, I refuse to not acknowledge that I'm upset with what's happening right now.
Like the self-awareness right. is so. Also in that episode, once they meet her and start talking to her, he's trying to impress her. So he keeps acting like Yoda.
Yeah.
Just inappropriately saying, like, tricky one you right, are.
Right.
And she's just going. And at one point she goes, have you been tested? Are you okay?
It's so funny how they introduce that joke because Will sits next to her on the bus ride. And I guess they're talking the whole bus ride, but we're not a part of that conversation. And then later when they're talking to her, he starts doing the Yoda voice. She's like, I don't know what you're doing. He goes, the whole bus ride. I was doing that
doing
with you.
That.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's so... Again, the show is so clever in the way that it does so many of these humorous bits, and then also so raunchy. There's an episode that I was talking to you about where they do a fashion show,
and at the
end of the fashion show, the Jay character, who's actually attractive according to the other kids in the school, like they think that he's attractive. I don't know why he's not at some point a cool kid. A lot of shows...
You think it's Simon?
Simon. Oh, sorry about
right,
that. Not
right.
Jay. Simon. So
because Jay is desperately, he thinks
Jay,
he should
Jay
be
is
the model,
begging to be a model. Right. You're right. And then he's wearing ridiculous loop earrings. Simon is a model. It's funny. A lot of these shows set in like high school. There's one kid who's pretty popular. At mm-hmm. least there's usually one, not necessarily all of them. And Simon seems like he could be that character.
Right.
But then the horrible things that come out of his mouth when he's alone with women
right.
make him a complete weirdo too. But during the fashion show, he has to spot change into a Speedo, and a little bit of his manliness doesn't make it into the Speedo. It winds up hanging out. And the show just focuses right on it. I mean, that's not something you'd see.
Yeah.
Right.
You would not see that on TV.
I saw a lot more balls than I was expecting to see, Amy Guth, when you challenged me to watch a show.
Just wait until you see the second movie. early in that second movie, you see more of Neil than you wish to see.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Is he being attacked by the teacher who's into children?
No. Okay, in fact, he's playing pool, but he's leaning in such a way that becomes very awkward for everyone else in the room.
And he has no idea, probably. He doesn't care
none
at all.
None whatsoever. Right. He does not know.
Well, I highly recommend this show to anyone that hasn't seen it. The Inbetweeners, there's two. The Inbetweeners 2, is that a movie or is that actually another show? Is that another series? When I was watching Netflix, it kept suggesting Inbetweeners 2 while I was watching episodes of The Inbetweeners.
There was an American version of it, and it could be that.
Do you like that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
The
like
British
with Skins.
One is
did you see Skins? Did you watch that show? The British.
I didn't.
Oh, it's a really good show. They do have more cool kids, but it's similar to this show. They tried to make an American version of Skins too, and
doesn't work.
No.
The only time that's ever worked was The Office.
Right.
That's the only time it's ever worked.
And that's only because of the casting they did. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think the show even is the same at some point, the British show and
it's
the
totally
US
different.
Show.
Yeah. Just kind of general premise. I would also add that there is an offshoot of this show that is very funny. That I watched immediately after because I thought Simon Bird, who plays Will, was so funny.
Oh, so great.
He has a bit, he's a different character, but it's the same guy, really. Mm-hmm. He's still very much Will, this kind of nebbishy, cringeworthy guy. And it's a show called Friday Night Dinner.
I have to watch that. I think I will watch that.
It is hilarious.
Yeah.
And it is two young adult brothers who go home to the suburbs every night or every Friday night for Shabbat dinner. And it's not overtly Jewish. In fact, there was some criticism about the show of why don't you claim that a little more boldly?
Wow.
Because at some point you can kind of see the two Shabbat candles in the background, and it's Friday, and that, you know. But they it's not about the Jewishness. It's about the family dynamic between the parents and the kids and the two brothers. So there's Simon Bird, and then his other brother is extremely good looking and very, very popular with the ladies. And so there's a lot of, you know, shenanigans that happen from
that. That sounds amazing.
It's so funny. I can't remember the actress's name, nor do I know how to pronounce it, but there's an acclaimed stage actress that plays the mom who is so, so funny.
Wow.
In the show.
Is she really hot too?
That doesn't really come up, but she's a lovely woman. And then the dad is just kind of a bit helpless and a little bit low on the self-awareness and kind of just blurts things out as dads do at the dinner table. And it's so funny, but I loved it because at the end of The Inbetweeners, I loved this show so much. I kind of missed all these guys.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of missed watching them do their thing. And Friday Night Dinner kind of kept that going because the Simon Bird character is still very much Will and still very much making you cringe.
Oh, he's so good at that.
Yeah, he's very funny.
And very smart. He seems like a very smart guy, probably in real life, and definitely the characters he play are really intelligent. So is there anything that you think we missed? Anything else about this series that we might not have mentioned or something that you think that people should know?
Well, I think, there's just so many good dynamics and there's so many funny relationships. I mean, I think the relationship with the headmaster of the school is very funny because he's just he hates his job so much.
Oh, so much.
He just like has so much contempt for the kids at that school, and it's so funny and the way they interact with him. That relationship takes a very surprising turn in the second movie.
Interesting.
That is really, really horrifyingly cringeworthy.
And at that point, they're already out of school, so they have to run across him some other way.
Right.
Interesting.
In fact, they do, which is super funny. And they, you know, they do all this traveling in the first movie, and then again in the second movie, and they are greeted at the airport throughout this. That's a common theme. They keep getting greeted at the airport by the parents, and so those parental dynamics keep coming back even after they've left the nest.
That's great.
Which is so good. And so the first movie is kind of their we've all graduated, let's go have this one last hurrah kind of trip. And then the second movie is Will's kind of settled into school and is just failing socially, and they come to visit him and decide they're all going to go see Jay in Australia.
It's funny, as you talk about the movies, I'm thinking of American Pie. There's almost
a
very similar dynamic to the way that they do everything, just probably even better. So if anyone's a fan of American Pie, watch these things.
Absolutely.
Right.
Oh my God, so funny. I promise you'll just laugh.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you, Amy, for doing the podcast and for suggesting a show that probably wouldn't have been on my radar without this. It's really a great show again. Come back next week. I'm not sure exactly who my guest is or what topic I'm going to be talking about, but I'm sure it's not going to be as quirky and funny as The In-Between.